Shaw, Jang, the playbook. Tomorrow morning at 9.
It's the rock in the building. Khalid.
What's up, little
Rahm?
What's up, boy?
Terrell in the house.
Yes. I'm sure Maddie spinning the disc. That's nice. Yeah. Explain that. Good song. Get you going.
Beware of the boys. So in Punjabi, it's called Mundianto Bachke Dehen. So beware of the boys. And, you know, the pride of the Punjabi community locally here is coming on air. So Arjun Buller. So we're going to give a shout out to the community as well, right?
So
and props to Dom on that because he's the one who suggested. So.
Who's the artist there?
Jay-Z is the one rapping
and
as well.
And Punjabi MC is the artist that came up with the beat. So they collaborated.
Yeah. Arjun was taking, he took, what was he telling us on the jet? 200 people?
200 people from locally here to go watch his fight. And they repped him pretty good too. You could hear them cheering for him. So it was, they were loud. Loud, boisterous
bunch.
Well,
the city of Edmonton really embraced the UFC card too. And considering that they had some cancellations and you know, the women really took the biggest headline of the day. You go there. You put on the show, it was embraced, they loved what they had, I would imagine. UFC, they'll be back there.
I think so. And the arena's nice, you had a lot of star power there. Connor McDavid was there, the Oilers were there, Daniel Cormier was there, who...
with Arjun.
Yeah, friends with Arjun as well. It was a lot of star power.
Yeah, we'll talk to Arjun in a couple of seconds about his win there against Luis Henrique and where he goes next. But good stuff. Hey, we're also going to play the most talked about game show on Sports Talk Radio. We call it Password. So 604-280-0650. We're actually giving WWE tickets away next week.
We're still
warming up with Password early on in the second week here, but want to know the number, 604-280-0650. We'll play Password after we hang on and talk to Arjun and do a little bit talking about the UFC card. Watched a fair bit of it, all the post-game stuff that was on.
Mm-hmm.
Good card. Exciting card.
He won a unanimous decision, and it was...
Started good early.
Started overhand right that really clocked Luis Enrique pretty good there. But, you know, first big UFC fight for him as well. So I think in the latter end of it, maybe some conditioning issues as far as, hey, those when you're fighting a big man from who's got MMA experience, that conditioning really matters. So something I'm sure he'll be focusing on for his next fight.
And as soon as we get him on, that'll be the first thing. Because, you know, when we watch the McGregor fight, right, you hear experts talk, there's training and fighting and knowing you're set to go for a certain amount of rounds. And then there is also when you get into it and, you know, you're throwing the punches, how you get tired. You know, we start this show at 1 o'clock and we go from 1 to 4 Monday to Friday. We're full of energy the first hour.
Yeah.
But that last 20 minutes.
You got to drag us out here after the show.
We've been throwing right hands, throwing kicks, and we get tired. We welcome Arjun Buller on the show on point. Arjun, how are you?
I am great, gentlemen. Good to be back.
Yeah, congratulations. Let me ask you this. After a fight like that, how sore are you the next day? I mean, you sound full of life. Does it take a couple days to recuperate?
You know what? It's more mental than anything. Physically, I'm healthy. I went for a nice massage just because. And I'm enjoying some of my desserts that I had passed on before. But it's more mental than anything. After you peak with that much, you know, those many emotions and nerves and all that, it comes crashing down after the fight.
So you won a big decision. You now improved to 7-0 as a pro fighter. Hard fought win. Was that a tougher fight than you expected? Because you came out of the gates pretty hard. You hit him with a nice right hand, but near the end, it got a little closer there, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, first, you know, credit to him. He looked, he came in about 12 to 14 pounds lighter. Than he generally does, which means he trained hard. You can tell. Usually he fades. That didn't happen this time. And that's credit to him and his team. They put in the work to show up and be at the best that they could. And also, you know, on my end, it was a learning experience. You know, the coaches talked to me about it. When I dropped him in the second round, I had what you call an adrenaline dump in the fight game. I got really excited, and adrenaline went pumping through my body. And about 30, 40 seconds later, I was full of lactic acid. And in a fight game, you don't want to get to that place where that happens. I should have controlled my emotions a little better. But, you know, what can I say? The crowd got loud. I got excited. But we still gutted it out in the third round. It wasn't where I wasn't the first one and two, but we got the win.
You're listening to On Point with Perry Selkowski and Randeep Janda. We are joined by Arjun Buller, who fought in the UFC 215 card in Edmonton, was victorious on Saturday. Arjun, we talked to you last week before you were going. You had great representation, thought a couple hundred people would come support you. Take me into your emotions before the fight. You sounded very calm and you were excited, but as you walk into that ring, as the crowd is full, what was that experience like? Did you keep control of it, or did it get away from you with all the excitement?
No, you know what? It was the week leading up, and obviously the weeks prior to that, and even, you know, they had so many different protocols, and a lot of that was new to me. But the one thing that was the same that I could control and expect to control was the walk to the cage and the competition in the cage. So that was generally the most comfortable I was all week out there. So I can't say that the moment, got the best of me or what have you. The knockdown almost got the best of me. I got excited with that. There was a learning curve there. And there's other aspects, you know, we will learn from. But nerves-wise, man, I've been competing for a long time at a high level. I think we did a great job to handle the enormity of the situation.
Okay, so next time you knock an opponent down, early rounds, what do you do differently than what you did on Saturday?
You've been there now, so it's not as much of a rush. And you take your time, you breathe, you keep your spacing, and you finish the guy.
All right, you've got one under your belt now. So that first one in UFC is a 1-0 record. What's next for you in the UFC? Any idea on when your next fight will be at this point?
You know what? We haven't gone there yet. Last few days, like I said, we had a lot of people flying down. So they were over at the house. Everyone's kind of leaving now. Things are starting to settle down. I'm anticipating at the end of this week, we'll start looking at the next date. But until then, we're still in the mode of enjoying this moment.
And I don't know if you can dictate it, but what would be the best case scenario for you as to the next time you would jump into the octagon?
For me, you know, because you want to be able to, improve in between fights and continue to develop, still young in a career. And at the same time, there's other, you know, being a professional fighter now, you want to be able to maximize your business opportunities outside of fighting. So taking all that into account, I'm going to India next month. I think late December, January would probably make sense. And again, I run it by the coaches. That's their job. I will train and I will keep my eyes on the prize.
You mentioned India. So you obviously rep Canada, but you rep the Indian community at large as well. So how big of an opportunity is this for you? Is there a chance that your next fight could be in India?
The next fight, no, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into planning a UFC event. They have their eyes on the Gandhi Stadium in New Delhi, 50,000-seat stadium. I've been in that stadium. It was the opening ceremonies for the Commonwealth Games when I walked out there. So I'm familiar with it. I'm obviously familiar with the country. But the planning takes a little longer than that. I think the best thing is that they know that they have a product here with the goods so they can build an event around. For me, I'll be going to India next month, doing some PR, meeting with some folks out there. So we're already starting laying the groundwork towards an event, for sure.
Hey, Arjun, thanks for the time. Congratulations on what was a successful weekend. It'll be exciting as to what's ahead for you. Next time we do this, pop by. Come down into the studio and hang out with us here. It'll be some fun.
For sure, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Arjun.
All right, there's Arjun Buller, who had great support, a good win, learning experience at UFC 215. And as you said, and we've talked about, I mean, India is an untapped market.
Some exciting things on the horizon.
It's an untapped market, but you have to have a quality individual, do a little groundwork, a little PR, a little business, and he could go there, 50,000 stadium.
And as he mentioned, he's got a history with New Delhi. Remember the Commonwealth Games, he won a gold medal in that city. So he's got a history. People know who he is. So it could be, he's got to take care of his business first. Like he said, his next fight won't be there. So he's got to win that one, but very exciting things on the horizon potentially for Arjun Buller.
Yeah, Arjun Buller, Olympic wrestler for our country, and now MMA fighter, and successful to him. Good guy, doing everything that he's supposed to be doing the right way. So we appreciate that.